So lying on the back with your feet either planted in the floor or stretched out. If you feel like a little cushion or something under your head, you can use that if you prefer that. And then just take note of how things are resting in the floor. Where do you sense a lot of weight into the floor? And where do you sense that things are lifted? Parts of your body might be lifted. And there is no need to correct any of this. We're just observing and checking in so we know what we work with. Okay, we have a little bit of a before and after and look for any changes that might happen. So just notice the weight in your pelvis for a moment. And it doesn't matter if your legs are long or bent. And notice if you have more weight in one side of your pelvis than the other side, perhaps. And does that feel like it usually feels, or is it just different today? And how is your lower back? Does it feel very arched away from the floor? Does it feel very flat to the floor? Depends as well on how you have your legs. And then traveling up to your rib cage, notice how the two halves of your rib cage, rib basket, as we say in German, is much nicer than cage, how the basket of your rib ribs is resting on the floor in the back. Notice how it's bowing towards the floor and then lifting back away from the floor. And sense if there is any movement from your breath into the back of the rib cage. Or is there any change that happens by breathing in and exhaling? And if not, also notice that. There's nothing wrong with that. And then bring your attention to your shoulder blades behind your rib cage and your what we call shoulders, your top of the arm, your upper arm, your forearms and your hands. How are they resting? Do you have them resting in the floor, or do you have your hands folded towards your torso? Both is fine. Just notice where they are and how your weight feels like through your upper arms in particular. How is the arc of your neck? Does it feel very strongly arched? So is your chin slightly lifting up? Does it feel like it's more flat to the floor? So is your chin drawing down to your chest? And is your head slightly turned or tilted towards one side? And just notice, you might feel that on the back of your head if you're slightly tipped towards one side or the other side. And then bring your attention away from your head, all the way down to your legs. So from your pelvis into one leg, into one thigh. Is there any extra work happening that might be unnecessary, but not, it doesn't just automatically stop. Down through the lower leg, through your calf and your shin, into your ankles. Into your feet. Sometimes the feet want to do some extra little turning in or out. And just compare the right and the left leg for a moment there. And then if your legs are long, would you bend your knees and plant your feet? So slide your feet up, place them in a comfortable distance away from your pelvis. If they're already up, you can just leave them there. Mm-hmm. And if it's okay, take your hands down by your sides so they rest next to your torso on the floor. Lovely. And allow your shoulders to just ease, resting into the floor. And bring your attention to your breath. Lovely. Notice when you breathe in, your belly is rising, but also your chest is rising. And when you exhale, everything is just softening back down. And there is no need to tighten or press any air out at the end of the exhalation. And what I would like you to work with a little bit is rolling your pelvis gently towards your heels, so your back is arching ever so slightly more off the floor. Your chin might be tipping more to your chest. That happens as you inhale, and when you exhale, you allow your lower back to soften back down into the floor. And then you might even sink it more into the floor. So you feel your stomach starts to tighten a bit. And you allow that to rest again. Not a few times. So you roll, exactly. You roll your pelvis to the foot end of your mat, keeping your bum on the mat. And then you roll your pelvis, your back of the pelvis, more to the head end of your mat, so your lower back sinks down. And just see how that feels. It's arching and flattening of the spine, of the lower back. Breathing in as you move forward. Breathing out as you move upwards towards your head. Again, do it very gently. And notice how that movement is traveling through your spine. Is it traveling all the way up to your head? Is your head nodding with your pelvis? Or is there a point, you know, along your spine where the movement suddenly stops and there might be some bracing going on? If there is a part that doesn't feel fluid, and just do one more or so of those, very gently rocking your pelvis forward and down, up and down. Lovely. And just allow it to rest. And just notice how your pelvis is settled into the floor, which parts of your back might feel heavy. Lovely. And let's do this just for a little before and after. Have your feet a bit wider, so further apart, out to the sides. That's it. While your legs are bent. Steph.
There you go.
And tip one knee inwards. Just very gently. Tip one knee inwards and feel how... How far can you comfortably do that? Just allow it to roll in a bit. Lovely. And then roll that leg back where it came from, up into standing. And notice, do it on the other side as well. Notice how when the knee is tipping in, your pelvis is moving as well. It's rolling sideways. Your waist might be lengthening a bit. And then rock it back. Nice. Do that just a few more times. The first one usually feels a bit more restricted, and then it might loosen quite quickly. Feel where you initiate the movement. Notice if there are any sticky bits, anything that doesn't want to move quite as harmoniously along with the rest of the body, with the rest of the motion. Lovely. Nice. And then let your knees just rest back up to the ceiling and maybe stretch your legs out if that's okay. Just for a moment, straighten your legs out. Lie with your legs flat if that works. Just bring your attention to any sort of, you know, arching or any sense of tension in the back of the pelvis or in your lower back. Any sense of your feet wanting to, toes want to point up to the ceiling rather than rolling gently out or anything like that. Okay, just take note. And then roll yourself onto your side, please. And I'm not going to specify which side. You start by lying on your side the way it's more comfortable. You only have two sides to lie on, so, you know. That's you just do the side that is more comfortable. Take your lower arm under your head, or if you need a cushion, place a cushion under your head if that's more comfortable. Okay, and pull your knees in front of your hips. Pull your knees in front of your hips. So bend your knees, that's it, and have them resting so they make a straight line out in front of your hips. And your feet are under your knees, so they're not pointing towards your bum, they're just resting in line with your knees. Okay, lovely. Now, could you actually do this? Have your arm resting on your side or in front of you, whatever is more comfortable on your shoulder. Okay. What I would like you to do, that gentle arching and flattening you've just done on the back, we do a similar movement on the side. Okay, so what I would like you to try is this. Breathe softly into your belly. And next time you exhale, curl your upper shoulder forward and round yourself. Tighten your stomach a little bit. Curl that shoulder forward. Forward of your body, that's it. And feel how the stomach is contracting, right? And then very slowly allow your chest, your belly to relax. Allow the front to soften again and the shoulders just rolling back into place. Okay, let's do that one more time. Take an easy breath in. And next time you exhale, round the shoulder forward. Feel how your chest is contracting to make that movement happen, and most likely your stomach as well. You round your back a bit, it's like cat and cow, and then release your belly again. Allow the front to open and soften. Beautiful. Okay, do the same thing to the back. So as you breathe in, gently squeeze that shoulder back a little bit. Feel how your ribs are moving forward and feel how your middle back is arching, is tensing, contracting through the back. Mm-hmm. And then ease that back off. Allow your back to soften. Feel how it feels like to let go in your back. Good. Move in a way that is comfortable. That might be imagining your movement, or it might be very small. Do that once more. As you breathe in, allow your belly to soften. Allow your shoulder to fall back. Feel the tension in your mid-back. Feel how your pelvis is tipping backwards a bit. Lovely. And then allow it to rest again. Nice. Good. And just hang out there if you can. Take your head easy onto your other arm. Okay. Allow your shoulder to rest where you feel it's comfortable. Good. Now, let's do this. Very gently, slide your top knee further forward. That means your hip, good, so your knees can stay on top of each other, right? You just push as if you want to open the door with your top knee. Just slide it a bit to the front. That's it. Your pelvis is moving, your leg is just coming along because it's connected. And then allow it to roll back. Let your pelvis roll back. Lovely. Let's try that one more time. Good. Do it like this. Put your hand on your hip bone. Just your hand in your hip, okay? And feel the front of your hip there. And let the hip bone push a bit forward. That makes your knee move forward, right? So you don't have to use your legs so much. Yeah. And then allow your pelvis to roll back to where it was resting. Lovely. Yeah. Do that one more time. Just gently. Good. Irene, you don't have to move your leg even at all. You can just let your head, your leg rest. And just think of turning the top half of your pelvis more forward. Good. And your foot can drop. Yeah. Good. And then let it rest back. Okay. Let's see if we can go backwards. So if you have your hand on your hip, okay, and you bring that half of your pelvis further behind you, further back, can you feel how your leg gets pulled back a little bit? And good. And notice, are you turning your shoulder or are you letting your pelvis move? Two different things, right? And then let it go. If you're very good at bringing the shoulder back, that might be the first thing that happens, right? Rather than the pelvis turning. Good. Try it one more time. We're just seeing what's possible. This might be a very unusual movement for you. Try it out. It's a rotation in your spine. That means we're pulling the top half of the pelvis back rather than arching the back. And let it go. Okay, let's rest. Nice. Rest for a moment. Lovely. The nice thing about seeing everyone is that I see all the different variations that everyone is coming up with the same instructions. Good. So what I saw was there was a bit of a shoulder action going on this side of my screen. A little bit of shoulder action. Exactly, Steph. Right? Not so much in the pelvis, maybe. And then I saw some arching in the back as well, which is a forward and back movement in your spine, right? Rather than a turning movement in the spine. Does that make sense? We're trying to clarify the directions that we can do. Go again. That's all fine. That's brilliant. We just need to know what we're working with, right? So have your arm, well, come back down into your resting position, your lower arm, prop your head up so it's comfortable on your neck. Now let's try this. Put your hand onto your hip. So just put your hand in your waist. There we go. Now, can you pull that hip up to your armpit? How could you draw that hip up to your armpit? So you shorten your waist. Make your waist shorter on that side. The lower waist, the one that is on the floor, yeah, needs to rest a bit. And then allow your top waist to rest. Take all the work out. There we go. Let's try that one more time. It's easier with your legs right in front of your hips. So if you have your legs bent, pull them a little higher up. That's it. Yeah. Do it one more time. So think of you tilt your pelvis sideways. I always say it's like a smirk. Smirk with your hip. Hike that hip up a little bit. Shorten your top waist. There you go. Good. And allow it to ease off. Slowly let it ease off. Slowly let it rest. Good. One more time, please. Try it out once more. Slide your hip up to your armpit. Imagine you want to bring the side of your hip all the way up to your armpit. And sink it back down. Okay, nice. And what you might feel is that it's very easy to move the hip. Okay, or it might be very tricky to move the hip. It depends on what you do throughout your day a little bit as well. Now, keep your hand on your hip there. And can you tip that half of your pelvis away from your head? So down to the foot end of your mat. What is your strategy for that instruction? How could you do that? Notice how you can lengthen that top waist. Here we go. And allow your bottom waist to rest back down into the floor. Let all the work rest. Lovely. Okay. Do that one more time. Tilt your pelvis away from your head. So your top hip tips away from your armpit. Tips away from your head. You can breathe into your top half of your rib cage. Yeah. And allow it to rest. Good. Can you bring that hip one more time up towards your head, in direction of your head? You can take breaks whenever you need to. Yeah, there we go. Good. And release. Let it relax for a moment. Lovely. Okay, roll yourself onto your back for a moment. Have a quick check. We're going to swap sides, okay? We're going to go back and forth so you're not lying on one side for too long. Okay? Good. So what we're doing is we move the pelvis one way up to the head, okay? Down to the foot end of the mat and also forward of our body. And backwards. Okay, so if you think of a cross on the side of your hip or a compass on the side of your hip, you go north and south and east and west. Okay, let's roll over onto the other side. Let's see how that feels like on the other side. Make sure your head is supported sufficiently so you feel your neck doesn't have to do so much work. Draw your knees, if possible, in front of your hips, just because that helps with directions. Lovely. Okay. Place your hand in your hip, if that's okay, so you feel what is happening there. The muscles that are making that movement happen are above your pelvis, so they're under your fingertips, in the front, towards your belly, towards your waist and your back, okay? Actually, do this first. Drop your hand again. Sorry, I'm skipping ahead. Curve your spine to round your shoulder forward. Round your shoulder forward. Notice if that's any different on this side. Is it easier? Is it trickier? More familiar or less familiar? And then allow your belly to relax and allow your shoulder to roll back again. Good. Do that one more time. Roll your shoulder forward and notice you could curl yourself into a ball. You can really contract the front, strongly contract the front, not so much that it's uncomfortable, but so you can feel it. Good. And release back out. Slowly ease that back off. Allow your belly to relax. Beautiful. Okay, go to the back. Take a breath in and press that shoulder gently back. Does that move any different from the other side? Lovely. And can you let go from underneath your shoulder and gently allow that shoulder blade to slide over your rib cage back into your resting position? Good. One more time. Take a breath in. Squeeze your shoulder gently back, pull your shoulder blade perhaps a bit down towards your middle of the back. Are you fully letting go in your belly? Or is there more to let go? Good. And then ease back off through the whole of your back. Feel how your spine is in that more upright position again. Lovely. Okay. Hang on here. Keep your hand or put your hand back into your hip or keep it in your hip. And then, good. So hand into your waist. And then let's go up to start with. Can you tip that half of your pelvis up towards your head, up towards your armpit? Shortening your upper waist. Good. Okay. Nice. Check for a moment. Are you arching your back to bring your hip up? Could you let go in the arch if that's happening? And feel the side sliding. Beautiful. And release that back down. Allow it to completely relax. Lovely. Do that one more time. Gently slide your hip up towards your armpit. You shorten the distance between your hip, between your hand and your armpit. Lovely. And allow it to softly rest away again. Let everything go that you used to bring that hip into a different position. Nice. Okay. Let your hip tip down away from your head. How would that feel? Is that possible? Tilt your pelvis away from your head. Tilt your hand away from your head. Feel your upper waist is long. And then let it rest again. Okay, do that once more. Breathing in, perhaps, and tilting your upper half of your pelvis away from your armpit. Gently lengthening your top side out. Lovely. And allow it to rest. Feel how your waist is sinking back down into the floor. Nice. If you need a break for your arm, just take your arm somewhere else. That's fine as well. Okay. Now, it might help to have your hand on your front of the hip, or you might choose to have it resting. Can you slide your hip forward? Can you turn in your spine? Draw that hip gently forward. Yeah, feel how your rib cage stays and your pelvis is turning a little bit. Beautiful. And allow that hip to roll back again. Allow your belly to relax. Lovely. Do that once more. Notice how your rib cage doesn't necessarily have to move so much. Tip that hip forward. Lovely. And allow it to rest. Come back into your resting position. Lovely. Nice. Notice how that moves very differently from the other side, right? We're not symmetrical. We don't have to be. We're just looking for easy movement. Go ahead and bring that hip back, further back. Are you trying to get your hip to move back by squeezing your shoulder back? Is that necessary? Yeah. And then allow it to rest. Good. One more time. Respect the limits of your movement as well. You don't have to force it at all. Just see, can you draw your half of your pelvis back? Good. And allow it to rest. Just let it rest. Lovely. Okay. Roll yourself onto your back once more. Good. Okay. Have your legs bent. Have your head resting. And lie on your back. That's it. Okay. Have your arms resting by your side if that's okay. Now, I would like you to try something that will help you with the directions. Okay. Could you push your right shoulder into the floor behind you? Into the floor. Push your right shoulder behind you. Lovely. That's back, right? Notice what happens in the middle of your back. Can you feel how it tightens in the middle of your back to push the shoulder back? And then allow that to softly rest. How smoothly and softly can you rest your shoulder from that pushing into just lying on the floor? Is your rib cage responding to that? try it on the other side. Maybe breathe in and push the other shoulder further back. Notice how that might feel different. And then ease that back off. Allow it to completely rest. Good. Feel how your ribs are softening back. Okay, nice. Try the same thing with one half of your pelvis. That's a bit trickier than the shoulders. How do you make one half of your pelvis heavier into the floor? Where do you contract to make that happen? Do you push into your foot, mostly, or in the front, yeah? And release. Allow that to go. Lovely. Notice how you can make those very different states in your back. Go ahead and with the other side, push the other half of your pelvis back. How would that work? Do you do anything differently on that side? Good. And allow that to rest. Lovely. Let it go. Nice. Can you notice when you were pushing one side back, the other side might feel like it's lifting up a little bit? Yeah? Can we do this? Have your feet so they're not too far away from your bum. Not too far away from your bum. A little closer. That's fine. Good. Can you think of lifting one knee more up to the ceiling? Pushing one knee up to the ceiling without letting your foot lift up. Keep your foot in the floor and lift one knee more up to the ceiling. Can you notice how your pelvis needs to move? Right? You probably use the leg that is easier to, where it's easier to do that. Sink your pelvis back down. Allow that knee to just settle back down. Okay. Do it on the other side. How would you bring the other knee closer to the ceiling without lifting your foot off the floor? Notice how the movement has to happen in your torso and in your pelvis. And allow that to rest. Okay, let's do that one more time. This is a bit trickier, right? Once more. Push into your foot and reach your knee to the ceiling. Yeah, and allow it to rest. Lovely, there you go. It's a very subtle movement. Once more, push the other foot into the floor and reach that knee slightly up. Uh-huh, good, and allow that to rest again. Okay, nice. Could you turn yourself onto your first side one more time, please? Make sure you have your knees in front. Have your head propped up. And have your knees bent so they're in front of your hips again. Same position as earlier. Okay. Now, what I would like you to try is this. Have your hand resting on the side of your hip. That's it. So straighten your arm out even. Straighten your arm out. Let it hang over your leg. That's it. And then turn your arm. Roll your arm like this. Okay. And as you roll it back, and you feel how your shoulder wants to pull back a bit. Right? And then let that rest again. Turn your hand palm facing down. Feel how the muscles on your back are resting. Good. Do the same movement one more time. Possibly breathe in because that suits it. Breathe in and turn that shoulder gently back. Now, can you hold that position in your arm? Don't strain. And see, can you push your top knee further in front of you? Yeah. So we're turning, we're twisting a bit. Knee goes forward, shoulder goes back. And then let your two shoulder and pelvis roll back so they meet up again on the same line. Good. Do that one more time. This is what happens in walking. Go once more. So as you breathe in, turn your arm. Push your shoulders slightly back and allow that knee to slide forward. Lovely. And allow that to rest. Beautiful. And let it rest. Good. Now do the opposite. Roll your arm inwards or forwards. That's it. Feel how your shoulder tips forward. And can you slightly push your hip further back? Your top hip further back. How would you do that? And allow it to rest. Is it tricky? I find this one trickier than the other one. The other one is kind of, we're more used to turning that way. Go once more. Roll your shoulder forward. And at the same time, pull your hip slightly back. Feel how you can keep your back long. And it's just turning like a candy cane. Yeah. Yes, there you go. It doesn't have to, you don't have to break the candy cane. And then let it rest again. Lovely. Where's your resting point? Nice. Do that one more time. So this time we bring the shoulder back and the hip forward. We alternate a little bit. Shoulder back, hip forward. Good. Yes. Shoulder back. Hip forward. Yeah, here we go. And release. And shoulder forward, hip back. Good. Shoulder forward, hip back. And release. Nice. That's it. We just keep alternating. The shoulder moves back, the hip moves forward. It's a bit of a brain puzzle. And release. Good. And the shoulder moves forward, the hip moves back. Lovely. You can start with one and then you can see if you can move the other half with it. Good. And keep alternating. Try it a few times. It's a bit like dancing. It's a bit like walking. You try to maintain a length in your torso so it's not rounding and arching. It's turning, it's twisting. Yes, there we go. And if you feel that movement is sufficiently there for you to understand more of what you're doing, can you maybe speed it up a little bit? Yeah, here we go. That's it. Make it a bit faster and softer at the same time. How would faster and softer look like for you? How would it feel like? Remember, your breath can flow. Yeah. You don't have to hold your breath to make that movement happen. Beautiful. Yeah. Good. And can you speed it up even a bit more? Just for fun. Just see how it would feel like to slightly flop your shoulder forward and flop it back a little bit. If you need a rest, take a rest. Yeah. Okay. Good. And let it rest for a moment. Nice. Roll yourself onto your back. Let everything go. Let your head rest back. Let your legs be bent. Good. Okay. Take a moment to see if there's any differences in how the right side feels in comparison to the left side. Notice what your habit might be in where you work most. You might be aware of that. Okay. Allow your head to gently roll from side to side. If you have a big cushion under your head, I would maybe take it away for a bit and see if that's okay for your neck and your shoulders. Yeah. Just allow your head to gently roll from side to side a few times. Make it heavy. Right. Okay. And let your head come back into the middle. Nice. Okay. Could you roll yourself over onto the other side? And have your knees in front of you. Like you had before. Lovely. Have your arm resting by your side. Use your other arm to support your head or a cushion. Good. And then very gently allow your upper shoulder to roll back. Feel how the shoulder pushes back, maybe comes closer to your spine. And then add your top hip moving forward. And notice a length in your back and your side. Okay, good. And allow that to release again. Let your shoulder and your pelvis come back into the same line where they can rest. Okay, do that one more time. So you allow your shoulder to squeeze back. Keep your middle back kind of long and push your knee a bit forward. If you have your knee right in front of your hip, you have a better chance of not arching your back to make that movement happen. And release. Uh-huh. So make sure that your knees are right in front of your hip joints. Right in front of your pelvis. Yeah. Because if they're a little lower down, what happens when you try and tilt your pelvis forward, it'll arch and pull very strongly on the lower back. Okay. We kind of, that would be a different movement. Go once more. Let your arm and your shoulder roll back and gently push your top knee further forward. How would you do that? Good. And allow it to release. Okay. Roll your shoulder forward now. Turn your shoulder forward. Feel how your rib cage is moving. And allow your pelvis to slightly tip backwards at the same time. Yes, here we go. Lovely. And allow that to settle back into the center. Let your chest, your belly relax. Let your back relax. Nice. Do this version one more time. Shoulder rolls forward. Pelvis rolls back. Beautiful. There we go. And release. Nice. Good. Now can we alternate? Move slowly and softly first. Alternate moving your shoulder back and your hip forward. And then moving your shoulder forward and your hip back. Try it a few times. And observe how you do that movement. Are you using a lot of force in one part of your body, and does that overpower the rest? Or can you do it very softly? Do the softest and gentlest version of this movement. That's preferred over doing like super, super, super strong. There we go. Beautiful. Allow that to gently continue to move for a moment. Back off where you don't need to work so hard. Around the neck. Check how your belly is contracting and letting go as well. Check how the same is happening in your back. Lovely. And everybody is, I think, working with the right side right now. Is that correct? Yeah, everyone has the right side up. Yeah. No? Left side up. Yeah. Right side? Left side? Right. See, some are flipped, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But notice how this side is moving differently from the other side. Can you notice everyone is rolling more than on the other side, I think, from what I can see? Lovely. And can you just Make it a slight bit faster, if that's okay, and kind of fluffier. Bit softer. Yeah. Maybe just let it roll a bit. Hannah sometimes said more careless. It's not so serious. All you do is turn your shoulder and your hip. Good. Lovely. That very much changes the quality of the movement. Don't work too hard. Beautiful. Good. And allow that to completely rest and roll yourself back onto your back once more. Good. Okay. It's different on one side than the other side, isn't it? Quite different, yeah? Good. Allow your head to rest. Allow your shoulders to rest. Check in with your rib cage. Bring your legs into a position that feels comfortable right now. Might be bent, might be straight. And just bring your attention to the weight in your pelvis one more time. And what I would like you to try is just very gently, once more, squeeze one shoulder a bit back. Press one shoulder a bit back into the floor. And maybe it gets clearer what is happening in the mid-back by now, okay? And slowly allow that to relax. Let the push go and feel how your middle back can soften. Yeah, or needs to soften to let the push go. Go with the other side. Push the other shoulder gently back into the floor. And allow that to rest again. Just let it rest. Nice. Okay. Curl your first shoulder forward. So you lift your shoulder off the floor. This is what you've just done in your side lying. If your shoulder is lifting away from the mat, your stomach, your chest are tightening a bit. And allow that to ease off. Let your shoulder glide back down into the mat. Feel how you can let go through your neck. Beautiful. And do it on the other side. Lift the other shoulder gently forward. Feel how that tightens your neck possibly. It tips your ribs down ever so slightly. And ease that back off. Allow it to completely rest. Good. Okay. Bring your feet, bend your knees if they're long. Have your feet in the floor and bring your feet a bit wider apart again. Like they were maybe about as wide as if you are on a mat. Kind of as wide as a yoga mat would be. And then tip one knee inwards one more time. Like you've done in the beginning. Tip one knee inwards and allow that hip to move along a bit. Can you feel how your shoulder is sinking back and your chest is opening? And you have that little twist going on. And then roll your pelvis back. Your knee faces back up. Your ribs can sink. Your pelvis can sink. And go once more on the same, maybe on the same side or alternate. Doesn't matter. It's okay. You can pick a side. Good. Tip the leg in and notice how it makes you lengthen on that side of your waist. It makes you lengthen on your ribs there and then rock that leg back in. Nice. And you can alternate your legs so you have that gentle rocking in your pelvis. Lovely. Only go as far as it's comfortable without strain or stretch. And even notice how maybe your head wants to move along somehow. It might get pulled a little bit down. It might want to turn. And how can you make that a soft, small rotation? Beautiful. Keep alternating quite slowly. Nice. As your knee is tipping inwards, the waist can let go over your hip bone. Lovely. Okay, let's do a little variation of this. Can you tip one knee in and keep it tipped inwards? So tip your knee into the other leg. That's it. Give yourself enough space so the leg can move. Pause there for a moment. Lovely. Pause there. So with your knee staying tipped inwards. Can you, on your working side, on your moving side there, slide your hip up towards your armpit a little bit? So your knee stays tipped in and you hike that hip, your pelvis on that side, up to your armpit. It goes against what you're doing there right now, right? And then allow your waist to lengthen again and feel how the knee possibly wants to move a little more, and then roll your pelvis back into the center. Okay, let's try it on the other side. Good. Tilt your knee inwards. Hang on there. Good. And then contract that long waist there. Contract that waist ever so slightly, as if you want to pull that leg back in towards your head. Allow that to gently let go again. Let your waist relax. And beautiful. And bring that leg back up. Nice. Okay. Keep alternating just for a moment more. Tipping one knee gently in. Notice how far up your torso you can sense that movement, and just bring that leg back up and keep going with the other side. How heavy can you make your ribs? How lazy can you make that movement? Lazy is a good thing. Yeah. How can your ribs spread out on that side and lengthen apart as your knee is moving over? Lovely. And then let your knees come back up. Excellent. Finish the one that you're on. Bring your knees back up and bring your feet a bit closer together, so they're more in line with your hip joints or so. Okay. Let's return to that kind of knee lift, pushing into the foot, walking movement. So allow your pelvis to rock a bit heavier into the left side. Push into your right foot and reach your right knee away from your head. Slightly forward, slightly up to the ceiling. Lovely. There you go. Your foot can stay in the floor. Good. And then allow that half of your body to rest back down into the floor. Feel how your bum gets heavy. Nice. Go to the other side. Rock your weight a bit into the right. Push into your left foot. And send your left knee away from your head. See if it works. Good. And allow it to rest back again. Nice. And see if you can alternate that. It's you're pushing into one foot and the same knee is reaching forward slightly. And then you let that rest back. You push into the other foot and let that knee reach forward. Good. Try it again. Yeah. So you push into your, let's say you push into your right foot. Press your right foot more into the floor and reach your right knee further away from your head. Stretch it away from your head. It's as if you're taking a step. Yes, there you go. Can you feel how your hip is moving? That's it. And then let it, exactly. And then let it rest back and see how it works on the other side. Good. And you might feel it's trickier on the other side, yeah? I could not move. I always say that when I teach this work, this movement. I could not move my left hip at all for a year. Took me a year to get this movement working. very frustrating for me. Right? Now, I see everyone is moving, and it might not move the same way on both sides, yeah? That's totally fine. That's totally fine. Notice for yourself, where does that movement stop in your back? Where does it stop up towards your ribs? If you want, do a couple more of these. Just a few, and make it very gentle. Very gentle. It's just a swaying in your hips. Exactly. It's just a swaying in your hips, and one knee moves forward, comes back. The other knee moves forward, comes back. Lovely. Very, very easy. Not an easy movement, but do it softly. Beautiful. Yes, there you go. Your breath is still there. Nice. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Can you feel you're walking without going anywhere? Good. So here's your walk. Here's your isolation walk. You can walk on the floor. And allow it to rest completely. Just let it go. Lovely. Okay, good. If you feel like it, stretch your legs out. If not, keep them bent. That's fine. And just give yourself a moment to check in with everything. Yeah, and if you need to yawn and stretch, do so. That's great. So notice how your body is resting into the floor. Notice the weight through your pelvis and your shoulder girdle, through your head maybe even. And even if you have your legs long, could you gently imagine you make some circles through the back of your pelvis? So roll the back of your pelvis in very tiny circles against the floor. Yeah. And it's quite an interesting thing to do that with the legs long. Yeah. Lovely. And also try to circle the opposite direction. It can be very minimal. It doesn't have to be your biggest circle. Very gentle. Lovely. Notice how it's impossible to just move the pelvis. The shoulders automatically are moving along, and they move kind of in the opposite direction usually. Yeah, and then allow that to completely rest. A bit like belly dancing or nice on the floor. Good. And then go ahead and just take a nice generous breath in. Feel how you can fill your whole torso. Imagine you could breathe down to your feet. Completely impossible. But you can imagine you breathe down towards your pelvic floor, which is moving when you breathe in anyway. Nice. Feel how your ribs are lifting forward and sideways and back. Nice. And allow everything to just softly settle into the floor. And then make your way into standing. Any way you can easily stand up. Good. Slowly roll yourself up. Take your time. Wiggle your shoulders perhaps. Excellent. Okay. Nice. And just do this for a moment. Let one shoulder move a bit back and the other shoulder move a bit forward. And then go the other way. Yeah. And feel what's happening in your pelvis. Is it turning? Is it turning? Don't go too far. The thing is, Steph, if you go too far, everything will turn at the same time, right? But if you do it very gently, can you notice how your hips might want to go the opposite direction? And if you do it a tiny bit faster, similar to what we've done on the floor, yeah? Can you feel your waist and your stomach? They're slightly contracting and relaxing, right? Let your arms just kind of like you shimmy your arms. Yeah. Good. And allow that to rest. Just let it settle. Good. Just let your arms hang down. Easy. Good. Feel the weight in your feet. Can you have your feet under your hips so they're not too far out to the sides? Yeah, just so they're under yourself. Good. So you have a good base. And really drop your weight into your feet. That means relaxing your bum and relaxing your belly a little bit. Is that possible? Good. Yeah. It's possible if you think about it, right? Usually it needs a little thought. Mm-hmm. And exactly what it does is it grounds you really nicely. Now squeeze your bum. Feel how that pulls you up away from the floor. And then let it go. Notice the weight through your feet. Nice. So whenever you need some more grounded sense, check, can you relax your bum? That'll help. That would be really good. Okay, now I see bodies, I don't see a lot of heads. But you're finished.